6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, July 14th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. We've got John Willard III on Willard Water coming at the bottom of this hour. Top of next hour, Power Hour, Jay's going to come on, talk all about what's going on in the Power Mall, how we did yesterday and the day before, and our sales. Those of you who are buying from us instead of Amazon. See, that's the one thing that we brought up when we were talking to Wayne Elliott at Strauss Naturals, that the fact that we interview people, Amazon does not do that. We tell you all about our products and what's good about them and why you should take them. Amazon doesn't do that. They just, you know, throw them up at a big screen and it's a crapshoot. So, and besides, they're woke. And I'm really tired of supporting woke. I've not bought Coca-Cola, I think probably in over 2 years. Since I realized where they were going with this. This week at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off Strauss Naturals, Willard Water, and Miracle Skin Products. And that's why John Willard's coming on the show today to talk about Willard Water. Be a good thing. And we'll be giving you the update on the newest products at the Power Mall with Power Hour J. And if you want to sign up for our newsletter and you haven't done so already, you can do that or follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter under Power Hour Nation. We also have constant contact pages that you can subscribe to get our newsletter. And you know the best part about that? You don't have to pay for the newsletter. You just have to sign up, and you can get it. And the Power Mall is also now on Facebook at the Power Mall at facebook.com/thePowerMall. We're also on Truth Social, President Trump's new social media site, at The Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. And one of the reasons we stay afloat is because you shop at the Power Mall. And also because we have various people who like to sign up and be team players. They want to sign up, make a donation. They want to call Power Hour J and talk to a nice friendly voice, 877-817-9829. She's that close. All you got to do is pick up the phone and dial that number I just gave you, and you can talk to Power Hour J and make a donation that way or order something from the Power Mall. It's always a good thing to do because you're buying from small business. You're helping mom and pop. That's what this is all about. And if you don't have internet access, you can always pick up your phone and call 631-359-8232 and listen to the show live. We're also streaming on shortwave, WWCR, 13.845 megahertz. And for those of you who are... you have more green thumb than I do. And by the way, I'm just about done. I just got to get the lid cut and framed for my compost box. And so then I'm going to drill a hole in the bottom because, you know, I remember what Marjorie was saying about compost tea and about letting some of that water run out the bottom and then collect it. Compost tea is a really good thing if you want some liquid fertilizer. Always good because, you know, with the fertilizer shortage, you got to have ways, you got to have tricks of getting it out of the ground and out of your compost box. Great way to do it. So I'm just about done with mine. I'm going to take some pictures and post them on our community forum. Now, in order to get there, because of the fact we have a lot of spam and stuff, we have to, I apologize for all that. You know, we have hackers and people like that that want to disrupt our lives. And I know it's a bummer. One of the things that we do is we have to approve you. So if you're going to participate in our Power Hour forum, you go to menu, you go to community, you go to forum, and then you click on that, and then you submit an application to be accepted, and you get accepted. You get to post your post. We have posts on gardening tips and tricks where you can ask other members gardening questions. You can post photos of your garden so everybody can see how you're doing. And while you're at it, click on the Power Mall, go over there and get yourself some non-GMO heirloom White Harvest seed kits from the Power Mall because you're going to need them anyway. I've got mine. You got yours. I mean, I'm getting close. Next week, I get my ground leveled to put the greenhouse on, and I'm doing a 6x8 herb greenhouse where I can sprout and do herb growth, and that's a 6x8. And then I have a raised bed garden type greenhouse. It's kind of in the shape of a U that connects to the 6x8 greenhouse. And that way I can keep the watering the fan and everything else, keep it cool when it's hot and hot when it's cool and all that good stuff. And then have an automatic watering system put in there where I can just, you know, turn on a spigot and have my rainwater all collected and or use some of my filtered water. Go that route and water the crop so you can control the water, control the moisture, control the soil. And then you've got, of course, the compost box. And you've got your rabbits. And, oh, by the way, my chicken coop came in today, so I got to go get that. I decided that instead of building a steel sip chicken coop, I was just going to go get the regular one. But I'm going to, because I need to use the sip panels for the raised bed gardens, and I used a bunch of it for that. I still got to build a doghouse, and I don't want to run out of panels. So I decided to splurge. I've got the leftover fencing. I've got leftover 4x4s. I'm actually building an enclosure to put the chicken coop in and the rabbitry. That's also going to be made out of sip panels. So I've just about used up all of the sip panels. They're all accounted for. So none of the house material went to waste. It's a good thing. So anyway, aside from that, kind of gives you the heads up on what's going on in my world. I don't know what's going on in yours. If you care to share, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. God bless all of you. Because one, you're dialing into the show, and two, you're helping support us by going to the Power Hour and signing up for our newsletter and becoming team players and buying from the Power Mall. We appreciate that. In world news, U.S. and Israel have signed a joint anti-Iran nuclear declaration. This is between Biden and the Israeli Prime Minister. Lapid have reiterated their anti-Iran positions in a joint declaration committing to preventing Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Why? Because Iran probably would blow Israel to kingdom come. And scream Allah Akbar the whole time they were doing it. The two leaders signed the statement earlier after holding a one-on-one meeting this morning in West Jerusalem, the second day of Biden's four-day Middle East tour. And the next segment of the tour is where he goes groveling on his hands and knees to the Saudis, begging for oil. That is really sad. It's even sadder than Obama when he was president, going over there and apologizing to everybody for the United States. It's really sad when you've got world leaders that people look up to and they walk around and act like jackasses. You know that? Well, that's what they are. They're Democrats. They're jackasses. Isn't it amazing? Hey, if the shoe fits. Farmers in northern Italy's agricultural heartland are watching their crops wither away amid Italy's worst drought in 70 years. The stunted stalks have turned yellow and are withering away. There's nothing left to be saved. According to the farmers up there, southeast of Milan, some of the farmers up there are running farms that produce milk for the Italian dairy industry for more than a century. And even if water comes, all the crops are ruined. Last week, the boot-shaped peninsula declared a state of emergency in five of its normally lush northern regions, with Italy's Farmers Confederation, Poldretti, estimating €3 billion worth of damage to agriculture. We're talking about government officials here, folks. Meager alpine snowfall and almost no precip in the spring months plunged Italy's northern lakes and rivers to their minimum historical level. Kind of sad up there. See, we're getting that too. Which makes you wonder about the geoengineering and whether they're doing it in other countries. Bet you they are. It's all part of the food shortage plan, remember? So what are you going to do about that? Got to get the word out. Got to get your communities going. We actually have an article by Joe Mercola, and I'm hoping. And see, sometimes he just surprises me with what he does when it comes to telling you how to prepare and what foods to store and all that good stuff. Yep, they're actually doing that. So you can subscribe to Joe Mercola, and you can read those articles. I mean, it's free. Jesus Faria, Venezuelan Socialist Party lawmaker, admitted earlier in the month, Venezuela's Independence Day, that the Maduro regime actively engages in internet censorship by brazenly reminding Venezuelans, you can't say whatever you like. And there is a story on our email blast you're going to be getting in your inbox all about mass scale phone surveillance. Yes. They're listening in on all their phone calls and wiretapping their phone conversations. So you say the wrong word, and all of a sudden they come knocking on your door. Nearly all of Macau's 680,000-plus residents were confined to their homes this week as part of the Chinese gambling hub's efforts to contain its latest Chinese coronavirus outbreak. More than 30 zones in the city have been deemed high risk. Well, nobody's going to be doing any gambling. Nobody's allowed to enter or exit the city for at least 5 days. While the government said it wasn't imposing a citywide lockdown, the stringent measures mean Macau is effectively closed. According to the latest reports, police are going to monitor flows of people outside and stringent punishments are going to be imposed for those who disobey. Be glad that we don't have that going on here. We could. We're not careful. China's state-run Global Times, by the way, claimed Tuesday that Western media was unnecessarily hyping protests by roughly 1,000 people in Zhengzhou, China, on Sunday, in which participants demanded several rural banks release millions of dollars of deposits after unceremoniously freezing them in April, ignoring the fact Chinese security personnel physically abused and injured several demonstrators during the rally. This is what happens when you have a bank run. Could happen here. Did during the Depression. I know a lot of you probably, as I wrap up that little world news segment there, you probably are thinking about that very same thing, about taking all your money out of the bank. Understand that according to the checking account deal you signed when you opened up your bank account, you gave the bank the right to seize your money. When you deposit it, it becomes theirs. It becomes an asset on their book. Yeah, it does. Goes in the plus column. It's a deposit you made to the bank, but it, according to the rules you signed and agreed to, it becomes property of the bank. So if you put $100,000 in there, not only is it going to trigger a cash transaction report, it's also going to become the property of the bank. Till you take it out, then it's going to trigger another cash transaction report. Because FinCEN wants to know where that money's going. They want to make sure you're not laundering money. So you got to kind of be careful with how you take it out a little bit at a time. Yeah, but you got to be careful as far as regular withdrawals, because then they get you for structuring. That's another little crime. You see, they're not going to stop until we all become free of those fools. Headlines are reporting that not a one of his cabinet has any training whatsoever in economics. It's no wonder the country is sucking wind right now. I know, it's the same sucking sound that comes out of, or came out of, Bill Clinton's closet when Monica paid him visits. It wasn't a rush of air, folks. The New York Supreme Court quietly just beat up on Governor Hochul. It's about time she's gotten a little comeuppance. This isolation and quarantine procedure known as Rule 2.13 was enacted in February. Under the rule, whenever appropriate to control the spread of a highly contagious communicable disease, the state commissioner of health, this is not even an elected position, may issue or may direct the local health authority to issue isolation or quarantine orders consistent with due process of law to all such persons as the state commissioner of health shall determine appropriate. Yeah, New York Supreme Court judge just quietly declared that null and void, said it's unconstitutional. So take that, Hochul. People are even commenting in the comment box on Epic Times. She does look like a witch. She's trying to compete with Nancy Pelosi. You know, the Michael Jackson wannabe in a bad makeup day. And those of you that have been paying attention to what George Soros is doing, the billionaire leftist bought a bunch of these Spanish language radio stations, trying to cater to and program all the Latin community. They're not tacos, folks. They're human beings, unlike what Jill Biden called them the other day. Got everybody worked up, and rightly so. I mean, it's just an extension of what they think, really, of the Latin community. Making references to things they are not. They're human beings like us. But a growing number when Soros took over these radio stations. This is called Radio Mambi. Was one of 18 radio stations in 10 cities recently purchased by the Latino Media Network from Univision. These stations were said to reach about one-third of U.S. Latinos. The deal was for $60 million all cash. And, of course, the latest exodus is by all of the Spanish-language radio station stars. All the talk show hosts resigning en masse following the resignations of Dana Alexandrino and Lourdes Gubidia. They took off, and so now all of a sudden now we have a mass exodus because everybody understands many in the community felt betrayed by the acquisition of the radio by a company financed by the left liberal extremist George Soros. And they're not going to do this. Americano Media, all these folks that had shows on there just booked, got out of there, said, no, we're not going to promote George Soros. Screw it. Let him get somebody else. You know, we're going to put the word out of what they're doing. And, of course, you probably have seen pictures of the guy in Ohio that they just arrested for raping that 10-year-old girl. You realize that that girl could have stayed in Ohio and gotten medical treatment there without having to go to Indiana, make a big stink about the fact she had to go to Indiana to get an abortion. You see, that's the thing. Nobody bothered to report, and it was only until media turned up the pressure on the doctor. And apparently they knew who the rapist was, but they didn't do anything until just now. Come to find out, the guy's an illegal immigrant. Snuck, one of the ones that snuck across the border. ICE is holding him right now on a $2 million bond. Actually, he's under ICE control, but he's in the Franklin County Jail up in Columbus, Ohio. Tom in Michigan, what's going on, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, you were talking about the Miranda rights. You know, they're not in effect anymore. I haven't actually read that case.
Tom, it's not, you know, that they're not in effect. It's just that you can't come back and if they don't read you your Miranda rights, you can't come back and say they violated your rights because they didn't. You know, you can, anybody, now that you make that point, Tom, anybody who gets picked up or arrested can say, well, hey, copper, aren't you going to read me my rights? And if the cop says, I don't have to, say, really, where does the Supreme Court say you don't have to? It just says if you don't, I can't come back after you. But, hey, the least you could do, unless you want me to start talking, and then I'm going to sit down and bore you for the next 24 hours and read recipes out of my mom's cookbook. There you go, Tom. What do you think?
Okay, yeah, that's what, you know, what we were doing was, and I still am if I remember right, but, okay, you know, you can either traverse or demur. When you traverse with somebody, you know, you carry on the conversation. So the cop asks you where you're going, and you say, well, I'm going so and so. You're traversing with them. And our rule of thumb was always whoever answers the question first loses the argument. Okay. So we would, you know, the cop would ask us something. We'd always answer with a question, you know, and that way you're not going to get in trouble for lying to them. So, you know, in that way you're basically demurring. I know there was a story on the news. I was some years ago. There was an underage girl on the beach and a New York cop, you know, came up to her asking her questions and there was some, alcoholic beverages nearby, and she said, they're not mine. And she just walked away from the cop, and he tackled her and handcuffed her and dragged her away.
Oh, I remember
and arrested
that.
Her.
Yeah.
Well, see, what she should have did was, very simple, you know, am I under arrest? That's the question. The cop starts asking, talking to you, and you just say, am I under arrest? No, he's either going to have to say, you know, he's going to say yes or no. He might say you're being detained. No matter what he says, if he says, no, you're not under arrest, or he says you're being detained, he says, am I free to go? If he says no, then you can say the same thing. You can say, well, am I under arrest? And, well, the point is, it's, if you want to cut it short, you can say, as soon as he says, well, you're, if he says, you're being detained. In other words, you can't go, but you're not under arrest. You can say, well, I can't proceed without counsel, and that reserves your Fifth Amendment rights. I don't
there
think
you go.
After that anything they get out of you, I don't think they can use it in court.
Yeah, see, Tom, with me, if they'd asked me, started asking me questions, I would say, donut officer?
Yeah, you know, and I heard a story. There's a guy, and he's actually out in one of the special forces military. The FBI came to his door asking him questions. And, you know, he opened the door and they asked for him by name. He just stood there and stared at him. You know, just stoic. He didn't say a word. They called him on his cell phone. His cell phone rings in the background. He wouldn't answer it. And finally, they just got tired of it and left. And I wouldn't talk to the FBI. Oh, no. No, not me. You know,
Tom, they've kind of proven themselves to be untrustworthy, don't you think?
I think, yeah, I definitely think. But they know, right. You know, they know what they want to do, they want to get you in an argument. They want to get you angry and to say something that you wouldn't normally say, you know, from some emotional, whatever. But, yeah, and that's when they get you.
Yep, for sure. Well, we appreciate your call on that, Tom. Thanks. I just wanted to make mention for those of you out there listening, Escambia County, Florida just had an issue where a guy grabbed an AK-47 style gun and shot alleged intruders in his house. And Sheriff Chip Simmons of Escambia County, Florida says he will absolutely not face charges. As a matter of fact, they arrested a couple and they're after a third guy. He apparently sought medical treatment for gunshot wound to the head. Go figure. Yep. So, and the guys that tried to break into his house apparently were convicted felons in possession of a firearm. So, hey, guess what? Sheriff's doing the right thing down there. Must be a constitutional sheriff, folks. Gotta love that. We're going to be back after our bottom of the hour break with John Willard III, talking about the unique benefits of Willard Water for those of you trying to make up your mind about what to buy in the Power Mall today. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Leafy, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Thursday, July 14th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. We're in Central Time. For those of you who are trying to reach out and touch someone, you can touch me if you want to at 844-769-2944. That's our toll-free phone number. You can call in. We'll have a conversation. Right now we're trying to get a hold of John Willard. John is incognito at the moment. We're going to keep reaching out to him until we get him. But in the meantime, I got some more news for you. And I got some interesting news for you as far as you Power Hour listeners out there. Do you remember the newly elected Texas Congresswoman Mayra Flores, right? Mayra Flores had put God first. That's what she said. She is calling for the defunding of the Mexican cartels effectively in control of the U.S. southwestern border, saying we need to defund them. During an interview in Spanish with Breitbart News, where she talked about how criminal organizations from Mexico are the only ones benefiting from the current border crisis. Flores made history in June when she became the first Mexican-born female to be elected to the House of Representatives. She flipped Texas Congressional District 34, which was historically a Democrat stronghold, all because of Biden. You can thank him for that. And believe it or not, we have Congresswoman Mayra Flores coming on our show next Wednesday to talk about all of this. I think she's doing the Texas nationalist movement a big favor. And I'm going to ask her about that, too, as far as Texas seceding, because that's about the only way I see that Texas itself could get control of the border is to raise its own army and go a little Sam Houston on them. You know what I mean? I mean, we got to do something to shut it down. And if the government's not going to do it, the state of Texas has to. And if Abbott is not going to do it, Abbott and Patrick and all the other people up there in Austin that are stopping this, you know, because we had Jonathan Houlihan, an attorney, on the show. Yeah, they're talking about this. And if this is what we're going to have, and this kind of garbage going on with this history of open borders, well, this is not going to work. We are not secure. They have an obligation to protect us, and they're not doing it. And the Texas Constitution allows us to do it ourselves if they won't. But you got to have a governor that is willing to actually do something, not just sit there and yap. So it's going to be interesting talking to Congresswoman Mayra Flores on the show next Wednesday. She will be here during our 12 o'clock hour. Former Representative Katie Hill of California, she's getting kicked in the teeth. Remember the little affair she had? Openly bisexual Hill resigned in disgrace after reporters uncovered she was engaged in a throuple relationship with her former husband, Kenny Heslop, and Morgan Desjardins, one of her former staffers. In the weeks leading up to Hill's resignation, the Daily Mail and Red State covered Hill's throuple and published nude photographs of the former congresswoman brushing another woman's hair. So she turns around and sues, violating their right to privacy. California State Court, however, sided with the defendants. They invoked California law, argued Hill's lawsuit sought to punish him for asserting their First Amendment constitutional rights to speak freely. Daily Mail invoked California's anti-slap law, discouraging strategic lawsuits. And so what happened? Hill, the former congresswoman, Democrat from California, got hit with a $220,000 judgment for attorney's fees and costs in June of last year. Now she's filing bankruptcy. Hill's attorney claimed the judge's order for Hill to pay the defendant's legal fees is indicative of a broken system. I basically think, you know what? It's a real problem when you got Democrats that think they're better than everybody else and they get to do whatever they want and we don't have any say about it. Stanford University, and I mean, if you disagree with me on what I just said, you can pick up that phone and call me right now, 844-769-2944. And if you got something to add, you can call me on that too. Stanford University law professor Pamela Karlan, who notoriously invoked Barron Trump's name during former President Donald Trump's first impeachment proceedings, quietly exited Biden's administration after activist groups scrutinized her more than, you ready for this, $1 million salary. She drew the ire of the Trump family when she testified. The Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a baron. So whatever the case may be, when you open your mouth, you bring it on yourself, right? Unethical $1 million salary. Wow. The family, and here's another thing. We're going to talk about Tesla vehicles here. I would love to get Elon Musk on this show and ask him, how come it is you have so many recalls, yet the Biden administration is sitting there telling everybody, and the state of Washington is giving you 8 years to go out and buy an electric car? Your cars are not developed yet. A guy in Finland destroyed his Tesla when he found out the battery replacement was going to cost him $22,000. What's up with that, Elon? You got SpaceX going. You got your fingers in a whole lot of pies here, Elon. You got the Powerwall, which a lot of solar companies are jumping all over. I'm not sure that I'm really totally in favor of Powerwall right now. And see, the reason I'm not is because Tesla has so many recalls on their vehicles. Imagine driving a Tesla and you're relying on the interior dash panel. Those are pretty big. They're like 2.5 feet high by a foot wide, and they sit in your console, and you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, boom, the screen goes blank. That's only one recall, folks. The family of a California couple killed when the Tesla car they were traveling in crashed into the back of a semi-truck off Interstate 75. The family has retained lawyers to represent them. I mean, if you know or can imagine people all of a sudden in a Tesla. Now, if you've ever test driven a Tesla, I have. My wife has. You step on that gas pedal, I mean, it's whiplash, buddy. That car takes off. Well, imagine driving down the road and all of a sudden you step on it. Next thing you know, you're eating the back of a underside of a semi truck and it's taken off the top of your Tesla along with your head. There was a July 6th crash in an I-75 rest stop just near there, south of Gainesville. And, of course, they've retained Morgan & Morgan for the People to defend them. The family's decision to retain counsel comes as the NHTSA, National Highway Transportation Administration, Safety Administration, rather, confirmed it was launching a special crash investigation into what led up to the deadly crash. Last month, it announced it was expanding an existing investigation into Tesla's autopilot active driver assistance system. Troopers say the semi-truck driven by a 58-year-old man from Ruskin, Florida, was parked in the southbound rest area parking lot. The Tesla entered the lot and somehow crashed right into the back of the semi. A 66-year-old woman who's driving the Tesla died at the scene of the crash. Her passenger, 67-year-old man, was also killed. Both were from Lompoc, California. Investigators still trying to determine what happened. But yet we have the Biden administration, everybody else out there, these climate change nitwits, that all have a plan, right? Nope, they don't. They don't have a plan. That's one of the reasons why everything is going to hell in a handbasket. They don't have a plan. They don't know what they're going to do to replace fossil fuels, yet they cut off our pipelines, stopped our drilling, stopped our fracking, put us in a way where Biden is over there getting on his hands and knees doing God knows what with the Saudis. You know, we're not there to witness it.
Film at 11.
Yeah, that ain't happening. We don't know what he's telling them. I do know he's begging them for oil. Pump more oil. So, you know, we wouldn't be doing that if he would have just had a little bit of reason and kept the Keystone and everything else open and functioning and kept us energy independent. He can't blame Putin for that if we're only getting 3% of our oil from Russia and he's cut us, you know, cut his nose off despite his face. Then it means if we were energy independent before he took office, that means that he caused it when he signed all those 44 executive orders and screwed America's economy up because it immediately started to affect the supply chain. That's exactly what it did. The America First Legal Foundation, by the way, wants the government to investigate Dick's Sporting Goods for a new policy that reimburses employees up to $4,000 to travel for an abortion, arguing the practice constitutes illegal employment discrimination because the company doesn't offer the same benefit to a pregnant female employee who chooses to have her baby. Oops. This is a Trump-endorsed group, America First Legal, launched by former senior Trump White House advisor Stephen Miller in February of last year. Former President Trump endorsed it a few weeks later, and they're going to start making a difference, I have a feeling. So, Dix, you going to change your policy or not? And, of course, Dix CEO Lauren Hobart said on our LinkedIn page, we recognize people feel passionately about this topic, and there are teammates and athletes who will not agree with this decision. However, we also recognize decisions involving health and families are deeply personal and made with thoughtful consideration. We are making this decision so our teammates can access the same health care options, regardless of where they live, and choose what is best for them. Well, wait a minute. Same health care options could be have the baby, not have the baby. But it's still the same health care options. You are afforded an option. So that means you all need to be reimbursed the same. If you're going to give $4,000 to somebody who's going to have an abortion, you need to give $4,000 to somebody who's not. You really opened a can of worms getting all woke there, Dix. Lauren Hobart. Just remember that. She's the CEO, right? That's who you go beat up on when you boycott Dick's Sporting Goods. In the economy, I mean, it sucks right now. You know that, right? I'm not afraid to admit it. It is. People are freaking out wondering what in Hades you're going to do. How are we going to feed our family? We're having a hard time putting gas in the tank. I mean, they were saying on the news last night, people in California are driving south of the border to put gas in their tank, fill their tank up, because it's only $3.12 a gallon as opposed to $4.78 in California, where they're shopping. So, I mean, they're driving south to the border, gassing up and driving back, and, of course, the Mexican government likes it. It's good for business. But it doesn't speak well of America, does it? Because we have morons running D.C., and I'm including the rhinos in that, that want to basically kiss the Democrats' rear ends every time they turn around and come up with a proposal to do something to screw Americans, like the new proposed tax hikes on lower and middle income Americans. And the headline reads, bipartisan congressional panel, the Joint Committee on Taxation. That does not mean they're rolling marijuana cigarettes. It means they're a collective committee of Democrats and Republicans that thinks we need to tax the living bejesus out of the American people, especially the lower and middle income Americans, at a time when they can least afford it. According to Mike Crapo, who is a Senate Finance Committee ranking member, Republican, of course. That's all we need are higher taxes, right? Especially in light of rising odds of a recession and stagflation. I literally think what they're trying to do is choke off any last ability of anybody to buy anything by taking more of their income away at tax time. Yeah. And watching people struggle and watching more liens for non-payment of taxes being filed against homes. And then, of course, if they don't pay, then and they can't show that they're uncollectible. Oh, there's a procedure for that, folks. Done it twice. And you can have yourself declared by the IRS as to be uncollectible. And they basically will just ignore any collection effort whatsoever. They will drop it. And if more and more people did that, the IRS would realize, you know, maybe this is not such a good thing. especially when the IRS agents start to audit themselves and find out that they too have to pay these taxes, because IRS agents are not part of the elite class. They're part of the lower and middle income class. So they're going to be affected by this too. How do you think they're going to treat everybody's tax records? Got any ideas? Why don't we ask Bill Gates? He's always got ideas. He's figured out ways to avoid paying taxes. Guess what he's just announced? He's going to give virtually all of his wealth to his foundation, $20 billion. He's going to give it to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation endowment this month, and he's going to increase spending to $9 billion a year by 2026. What does he know? We don't know. He says he has an obligation to return his resources to society in ways that have the greatest impact for reducing suffering and improving lives, according to his Twitter post. No, he's avoiding IRS taxes. That's what he's doing. Trump did it. They beat him up. I don't see anybody beating Gates up. IRS, nobody from the IRS is announcing we're going after Bill Gates. No. You can tell who our government's in bed with, right? And more economic news. Adam Tooze rhymes with news. He is a financial crisis historian and director of the European Institute at Columbia University. He's warning the world is facing a, get this, polycrisis, a perfect storm of multiple global socioeconomic influences. Well, you know, I want to know how it affects the pocketbook. That's what I want to know. Are we paying $8,000 more a year like the media reports for the same thing we paid less, $8,000 less for last year? Are we? Do we really know that? Are we being lied to again? Are they just saying that we're going to be in a recession? We're just saying we're going to be in a food crisis, because then when they sit there and burn down a plant? Oh, well, we told you it was happening. In your face. Pandemic outbreak, stagflation, Eurozone sovereign debt crisis. Oh, and let's not forget the potential nuclear war. You know, this is what happens. You know, the threat is there. Biden keeps pushing his nose into Ukraine. Vladimir, comrade, may turn around and we all might be ducking and covering. Remember the old cartoon from way back when, what the turtle would do? You know, you got to love that. Duck and cover. Well, they're telling New Yorkers to go inside and stay inside in the event of a nuclear war. This is Tom Hanks. Hold on. Oh, Forrest Gump's coming to me. Stupid is as stupid does. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. I saw it coming. As soon as I saw the commercial, I went, oh, my God. Unfreaking believable. Stupid. Or as they would say, south of the border, stupido. Yeah. I mean, seriously, I could sit there literally in Spanish and call the director of the New York Department of Health a pendejo for putting out that commercial. Seriously. I mean, it's just the craziness of it all. Telling people to go inside and stay inside and take off all your clothes and take a shower and bag your clothes. I got a message for the director of health. Why don't you bag your face? We don't need to hear any more of that tripe, that nonsense, unless you know something we don't know, like maybe we can get rid of several million people of our population if Vladimir decides to nuke New York. Now, do you think that you might want to go to the Power Mall and get some Nuke Protect? especially if you live in or near New York? And what about the possibility of depopulation effort? Hey, well, the vax isn't working good enough, so I'll tell you what, let's do. Get Vladimir upset enough to drop a nuke in. You know, maybe he'll take out D.C. too while we're at it. We didn't need the D.C. circuit anyway. They're a bunch of radicals out there, right? All you right-thinking Christians out there probably understand that these people are at some point in time going to pay for everything they're doing to us. That's predicted in the Bible. I remember that, reading the very first sentences of the book of Revelation. And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. The day that God does the judging. I was in the Spirit. I was having a dream. I was focused on the things that are to come. I was motivated by the Spirit to write this all down into the book of Revelation. And then, of course, what does Satan use the book of Revelation for? To make everybody panic that we're in the great tribulation. Yeah. You see, now, instead of being confident and walking in love and just doing what God commanded you to do in 1 Thessalonians about working with your hands, study to be quiet, doing that which is pleasing unto the Lord, we got everybody running around freaking out. And see, it hasn't happened yet. The Antichrist is not here, and everybody's got their idea who the Antichrist is, right? We don't know for sure yet. These things have not been revealed to us. We do know about 666. We do know about the Georgia Guidestones. They're no more. We know what the Great Reset slave system is all about. We're smart now. See, we've wised up. A lot of America's wised up. But, you know, to have people like Adam Tooze out there explaining the impending poly crisis of doom. God, where's Angelina Jolie in that tight outfit she swings around in when she's in, you know, remember that? They play all that cool Matrix kind of music. Yeah. Amazing how that works. Is she so, like, ambidextrous and goes flying around the room on that? She tries to unearth all these earthly secrets. You know, it's really crazy how this stuff works and how they program it and put it in your face. That's the point I'm trying to make here. And so when you have stuff like this going down, you have to ferret through it. Like those of you still trying to ferret through what Mr. Mark said in our show the other day. You got to ferret through that stuff and take from it what is useful to you. Example, I remember we're in high school. And we're taking algebra. And I'm like, I didn't have the greatest algebra grades, folks. Not till I got into college, then they got better. But boy, they sucked in high school, let me tell you. Because the first thing that entered my mind when they started throwing all those formulas up on the board, what in heck am I going to use this stuff for later in life? I want to go into radio broadcasting. I don't want to have anything to do with algebra. What do I need this for? You see, people ask these questions. They look at their own lives and they try to decide whether or not something fits that criteria, and then they just simply reject it. You ever done that? I'm sure you have. But what is the prognosis for America's small businesses? If you knew you were going into a specific line of business that involved algebra, wouldn't you, and geometry and calculus and all that other good stuff, wouldn't you actually focus on that? Like, for example, if you're going to go into computer skills or IT or whatever the case may be, wouldn't you want to know all those things? Because it's more of a scientific brain that you would need to function in the IT world, right? A new poll released by the Job Creators Network Foundation finds that more than 2 out of 3 small businesses feel negatively about the economy, and nearly 3 out of 4 of them will have to significantly raise their prices to offset rising inflation. These disturbing findings come from the Job Creators Network Foundation's June Small Business IQ poll, which sampled 500 small business owners between June 4 and June 28. Inflation, top of the mind for small business owners. 46% of them say it's their first or second biggest concern at the beginning of the year. Only 40% noted as a major problem. Well, if this is the case, and small businesses risk being closed, maybe if you see a better mousetrap, maybe it's a good idea that you might want to form your own LLC, because then you can avoid all those tax hikes that are going to be beating you up. It's amazing how Coke and woke Coke and everybody else can have all these big mega corporations and get away with it, not pay taxes, but we can't. What's wrong with this picture? We're not thinking outside the box. There are ways of actually, and we talked about this on the show too, actually finding a way to live if you think you're going to be homeless. We have the thing, it's called CLT, Community Land Trust. You find somebody with a lot of land, we make a deal with them, we start building homes, you get a place to live, you get to set up a nonprofit organization to run the CLT, and you get to make a salary for doing it. and you get to write off your expenses as part of the 501c3 because that's what they are. And hey, Wells Fargo has already financed three of them. So, you know, don't you think? I mean, we posted this on our website before about creating community land trust. If you're in an area that's got a housing crisis, maybe it's something we should look into, right? You got to look at the economy and what people need. People need less expensive housing, which means if it doesn't cost that much to build, and there are ways of building homes, and I'm not talking about tiny homes. You get claustrophobic living in those things after a while. Next thing you know, you want out of there. But yet in Florida, they have a for-profit land trust down there that is renting out tiny homes for $1,400 a month. Imagine that. And they're cramming three people into a tiny home. Wow. Profiteering. Hey, it's America. It's what capitalism is all about, right? And the real cost of inflation for most Americans, with the minute we have left, this June inflation figure of 9.1%, up half percentage point from last month and the highest since 1981, doesn't tell half the story of how expensive life has become. Margarine, eggs, over the 12 months, 34 and 33% respectively. Butter up over 21%, flour 19%, chicken 18%, milk and coffee 16%, regular gas 60%, diesel 76%. And the figure just keeps going up and up and up until we the people rise up and do something. We're taking a break now to the top of the hour. We'll be back with Power Hour J. Going to have a little recap of what's going on with the Power Mall. Taking your phone calls. Talking more turkey after the break. Stay with me.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.